Jones. I'm editor of the Financial Times' Trade Secrets newsletter. There's been a perfect storm of factors, really. Some are pandemic-related, some are more longer-term. Most of the time, we spend our income on services. We go out to the pictures, to concerts, to restaurants. That hasn't been happening so much. So what's happened instead is that we're spending more on consumer durables. And overwhelmingly, those consumer durables reach us via container ship from abroad. And that's putting a lot of pressure on the logistics industry. Immediately, what you had in the early months of the pandemic was a complete shutdown. That involved not only places like restaurants and concert venues, but also factories. You can't be as productive necessarily as you were pre-pandemic when you have COVID restrictions in place. Worker shifts, so less staff would come in. A lot of staff were also off because, you know, they either were sick themselves. I think we've also seen a lot of people wanting to change careers during the pandemic, and I think that is having an impact on supply chains too. A lot of people don't want to be truck drivers anymore or work in warehouses. It's led to quite a profound rethink, and that has left the industry really short of workers at times too. Is that makes your business a lot more efficient if you're only getting the goods exactly when you need to use them. The problem with that is that there's no spare capacity, or what economists like to call slack, in the system. The convenience that we enjoyed, and you know, still have been enjoying for a certain extent, that might change a little bit in the years ahead.